Buju, this is Peggy Flanagan. I'm a member of the White Earth Nation, a mom, and Minnesota's 50th Lieutenant Governor. Jimmy Witch for inviting me to be part of today's conversation on Indigenous education. We know that Native people have always been here. We are still here, and we will continue to be here. We are an integral part of the history, present, and future of our communities, our states, and our country. But for far too long, our full story has not been included in the dominant narrative, in popular culture, in politics, and in our schools. That's true in my home state of Minnesota. Native people have been here in Minnesota Makoche since before it was Minnesota. When I was growing up in St. Louis Park, a suburb of Minneapolis, I was one of a few Native students in my school. My teachers didn't look like me, my culture and family weren't represented in our curriculum or lessons, and Indigenous history was represented incorrectly or purposely omitted. When a child doesn't see their reflection in the teachers or their history represented accurately in curriculum, it causes an emotional impact. For me, I felt like my history and my experiences weren't important, and that in many ways, I was invisible in my own classroom. But we also know that there's an academic impact when students don't feel connected to school or don't see themselves represented. The first time I had a Native teacher was my sophomore year of college at the University of Minnesota, Dr. Brenda Child, and that changed everything for me. I want our Native students to have that experience starting in pre-K, not just in history, but in geography, in art class, in math class, and in science. And I want all students and all Minnesotans to learn the full, complicated history of our state. Because when we all know this history, we will all do better. We also know that there is a history of trauma associated with the educational system and Native communities. There is a recent study in Minnesota from the APM Research Lab that indicated that Indigenous Minnesotans have the lowest trust levels in the state's K-12 schools. That distrust doesn't come from nowhere. Society has been more collectively aware from recent news and stories that in the past, across the country, Native children were removed, stolen from their families and homes to be taken to boarding schools where they weren't allowed to speak their language, practice their culture. Their hair was cut, their names were changed, they were abused. This was also here in Minnesota, where the state had 15 recognized Indian boarding schools. On top of cultural erasure, they often encountered violence, abuse, and some of our children never made it home. This is a tremendous trauma that is within living memory. This happened to our parents and to our grandparents, our elders. It's one generation removed from me. When we don't discuss Minnesota's full history, a history that includes perspectives and voices of Native people, we are perpetuating that disconnect between Native students and their education. As Governor Tim Walz and I consulted with the 11 tribal nations in Minnesota, we heard that same ask over and over again. Indigenous education for all was a top priority. In this past legislative session, we successfully negotiated a $1.3 million for over the biennium that will help to fund develop curricular resources for Minnesota school districts and charter schools to access. Additional state-level expert support on implementing the academic standards specific to Indigenous education. Improving the process for the state to consult with Tribal Nations Education Committee while understanding that we will not replace the state's obligation to consult with each of the individual tribal nations. Our budget also included new tribal relations training for school leaders and important updates to training in the Minnesota Indian Teacher Training Program, which provides scholarships to American Indian students who are pursuing careers in pre-K-12 educational settings. So what all of this means is we are providing resources and training so that our teachers and schools are supported and Minnesota's full history is reflected in our schools, curriculum, and in our teaching workforce. This is a critical first step to lift up our Native students across the state, but it's also important for non-Native students and for other BIPOC students. Our kids are curious and compassionate and ready to learn about their friends, neighbors, and world. They are ready for our full history. That's the future I want for our kids and the future I want for my own little Anishinaabe Kwe, my 8-year-old daughter, Siobhan. My hope is that this provides a strong foundation for our next generation to heal, to connect, to be grounded in their identity and to thrive. This work is far from over, but I am so proud of what we've been able to do to move in the right direction. Gichi Miigwech.